Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, as of the last 5 minutes, there haven't been any other big trades in the NBA, but we've still got Rudy Gobert headed to Minnesota, as the Timberwolves have said, yeah, we saw what we did last year. It's time to go all in and push all of our chips to the center of the table. So you, Ken, you saw the exact amount that Minnesota gave up in terms of draft picks, right? You have that now going back to Utah?
Yep, it's four. So four first-round picks, 23, 25, mm-hmm. 27 are all unprotected firsts. And then 29, yeah. I believe, it's either a protection or a swap. But just it's rare to see a lot of unprotected firsts nowadays. Yeah. A lot of teams like to put in those protections just to, again, like the amount of, as a general manager, your goal is to obviously keep your job and get to another contract. A good way to not do that is to have something blow up on you, like, you know, a story that you didn't put protections on a first and a team got the first overall pick or something. And especially the way the new lottery works as a result of, you know, just like almost a fine print thing that you didn't put in the contract, basically. So it's rare to see that.
The Nets. You could have just said the way the Nets sure. do business with draft picks. That's all you really needed.
And and I will say the other thing is, I don't think we ever went over the bevy of players that are changing hands here too. Malik Beasley, Patrick Beverley, Walker mm-hmm. Kessler, who was their first round pick last year, right? Or like this in this draft, I should say. Sorry, Jared Vanderbilt, and then the picks I just mentioned. Like Vanderbilt was a very like helpful, productive rotation player for them last year. Malik Beasley was a helpful, productive rotation player last year. Patrick Beverley, of course, people know who he is. He's also the guy who cried when they won the play-in game this past year, which is now very funny in retrospect because all those guys are out of here. Yeah, like we're building something. Patrick, go to Utah, and they are going to win 20 games next year.
Have fun.
It'll be, yeah, like you just...
God, what will their win total be? What will Utah's win total be?
Well, we got to see what they get from Mitchell. We got to see what they get from Mitchell to know the answer to that, right?
It's going
to
be the same thing. Right, it's now, Danny like, Ainge. It's Danny Ainge. Yeah, it'll be
draft. It's bottom out. And people remember the great Danny Ainge stuff, but they kind of forget that like the Celtics also like weren't great a couple times yeah, like early on mm-hmm. to kind of make up for that. So they didn't always make the conference finals. So let's see. So the interesting thing is obviously Gobert, though. And I mentioned that I kind of had like not a different thought from you because like, Gobert's a great player. Like, it's basically undeniable. Like, he is an excellent player. Defensive player of the year three times, almost won a fourth time last year. All of the, like, studies of, like, when you put certain players on the court, how much better does your team perform, on-off stuff, anything with him in five-man combinations. It's not just that his plus-minuses are exceptional. The defensive efficiency and the lineups that field him are awesome. And you might say, like, well, maybe that's Utah and him, but not just him. It's like, Donovan Mitchell, by all accounts, is a sieve defensively. Royce O'Neal is like a good defensive player, was a great defensive player, probably like now just aging a little bit. And like Bojan Bogdanovic was on this team. Like not exactly the perimeter defense you would envision if you were building like a great perimeter defense in the NBA. So I think we can say a lot of that is Rudy Gobert. A lot of it. And just it's easy to, when you watch basketball, just eye test stuff. Any drive down the lane by any player, there is a hyper awareness of rim protection when it's this guy. So like that's when I say like their regular season ceiling is really, it might not even be rated properly by the market. Like you might actually want to bet Minnesota's regular season win total over if it's not a big bump. Like, I'm saying if this is under 50, I think I'm betting the over. Like, honestly, I think that's like that's the guy that I still think that's it. This is now centers don't age great necessarily, which is what we'll talk about in a second with the contract. But like, this is his year 10, age 30 season. Based on the way Biggs aged, this might be the last truly great season of him defensively, or it's among the last, but it still should be really good. 30 is usually okay. Once you really get past this, then it gets a little hairy with the history of centers. But like, this year should be great. And if it's Edwards and Towns and him and anybody, the regular season win total needs to be really high. And the more I think about it, the more the West is so loaded. I mean, if Durant goes to Phoenix, forget about it. Their win total might be like low 40s or mid 40s. I think you gotta bet the over in that situation, you know, unless like a lot of other things happen that we're not expecting, but just the acquisition of this singular player, win total market. Like, I can't think more highly of them in the win total market. You couldn't add a guy short of adding, you know, Steph Curry or Giannis or Jokic that would make me like their win total more in the regular season. Now, I mentioned I kind of feel differently on just like what this does to their playoff ceiling. And it's like no secret that the history of Rudy Gobert in the playoffs has been checkered, basically would probably be the right way to put it. Has had great performances, has had performances where his defense has been exceptional, has also had multiple series where in a really, really high profile environment, the opponent has figured out a way to play him off the floor and make him irrelevant. So like, that's the guy you're getting. You're getting age 30, year 10, that guy. So like, I think they could get a really high seed in the Western Conference. I think that is completely reasonable now. If Edwards a year older, like almost forget Towns, to be perfectly honest. Edwards a year older and this guy. I mean, that's not as good as that's is. How about this? This is a perfect comparison. Would you rather have Donovan Mitchell like last year or Anthony Edwards next year?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wait, say that again.
Would you rather have You're fine. Would you rather have last year's Donovan Mitchell or next year's Anthony Edwards as a single?
Oh, next year's Anthony Edwards.
Not even close.
He's going to be incredible.
Yeah. Incredible. So, like, bear in mind that the Jazz were basically able to put this together. Like, Quinn Snyder's a great coach. There are ancillary role players who are important, but like, in the end, it's like a really like a lead scoring guard who can get to this basket and create his own shot. And Rudy Gobert. And that's a lot of what created what happened. And Minnesota now has that. So like, yeah, regular season win-wise, yeah, absolutely. But you're telling me in a playoff series, like Edwards is still really young. If you're telling me he's the guy, which it really is going to be in crunch time in the playoffs, like that's not what Gobert is. That's definitely not what playoff Gobert is. In crunch time, if it's really him again, he's going to be, like he really could be best player on a title team 3 years from now. Like that's a complete 4 years from now. That's like a really, that's a really reasonable thing to think. It's way early on that. And I almost just think like these things aren't going to merge correctly for me to be remotely interested in betting the Timberwolves to win the West or to win the NBA title. Like, I don't see it, how it comes together. Like, it can't be because of just this move. If Edwards was a little later in his career and Gobert was a little earlier, honestly, but if Edwards was a little later and like he was the primary guy, I would be more interested in it. It's just, it's not everything. The cake's not ready yet. And now here's age 30 Rudy Gobert in here. So like, they're a very interesting team. Can't wait to see how Towns and him fit together. But like, I'm not there on futures at all. And they're going to win a lot. So their futures price actually might be pretty good.
So they've already changed from 70-1 to 50-1 to win the NBA title. They're now 20-1 to win the West. So that's already moved at BetRivers over the last few
minutes. That's the West, which is loaded.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
With Durant going to Phoenix too. And that's part of the price drop there. Like Durant, like Phoenix is holding win probability because everyone thinks Durant is going there. Like they became the second favorite now to win the title. Like that obviously changed too, but like it's interesting. Yeah. It's just, they're such a funny team. I did it without even thinking about them. I immediately am now thinking about them like how I thought about Utah the last 3 years. 50 games in the regular season, playoffs looking for every opportunity to bet against you. Like, I mean, just that's because you're defined by your best players. And this is, he's basically their best player next year, depending on how Edwards develops. So like, it's just really, it's just so funny how like the personality of the superstar that you just end up thinking about the new team the same way. Okay. Yeah. You guys are going to go 50-32. You're going to play Dallas in the first round, which was obviously last year's Utah opponent. That's why I chose them. And I'm going to bet a lot of money on Dallas and I'm going to win. You know, that's what's going to happen. So just from a betting standpoint, that would be my opinion of the trade from a playoff standpoint.
So interesting tweet here from Woj. The Jazz have gathered 6 first round picks in the past 24 hours, including 7-footer Walker Kessler, the 22nd overall pick in the 22 draft. And they plan to retool the roster around Donovan Mitchell.
Whoa.
Now, whether that actually becomes the case or well, he Ainge says, I don't want to be a part of a rebuild. Right. We know Danny Ainge is probably feeding him these things. So you also want to say, no, we want to keep Donovan Mitchell. So then teams are like, ah, come on, you're not really going to keep him. What's it going to take to get Donovan Mitchell? Because Miami and New York are already gearing up. They've probably already called Danny Ainge saying, what's it going to take for us to get Donovan Mitchell? So the question now becomes, do they actually consider moving him? Is this just trying to raise the price a little bit? Because now you know there's going to be teams out there trying to get assets together still for Kevin Durant, maybe for Kyrie Irving. More Durant, obviously, than Kyrie. And I'd much rather have Donovan Mitchell over Kyrie Irving at this point, just given the uncertainty around Kyrie in general. But now you've got multiple stars, two we know are likely on the move from the Nets in Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. One possible, I still think Donovan Mitchell is either going to ask for a trade or there will be teams that will try to put up big enough offers to try and pry him away because Danny Ainge can get even more first-round picks and do exactly what he wants to do. The question becomes, though, do teams then say, maybe we want to shift our focus to Donovan Mitchell over somebody like Kevin Durant? He's younger. There's more upside there. We're willing to give up more assets for a younger Donovan Mitchell than a Kevin Durant at this point. So that can actually take away some of the possibilities and some of the trade ideas that the Nets can have for somebody like Donovan Mitchell. For somebody like Kevin Durant, and then it becomes a Donovan Mitchell situation as well. This is just like constant moving parts right now. I'm just trying to keep up with all of the stuff that's coming in, but this is a big shift. It's certainly a big shift, and the Timberwolves have themselves in a position right now to be a much better team. I'm with you on the Rudy Gobert situation. I get it. He's been inconsistent in the playoffs, but remember, sometimes it takes a new team. It takes a new environment for a player to be more comfortable and play better. We saw that with Andrew Wiggins, and now we could see that with Rudy Gobert, who has help with another 7-footer next to him. And on top of that, Anthony Edwards, who loves the spotlight, who soaks it up and loves being the number one. By the way, he's 100-1 to win MVP. I'm not saying he's going to, just saying 101 to win MVP. Maybe in a couple of years, that's when we're having our discussion about the Anthony Edwards
MVP.
Year after
this one, next offseason, I might be having an Anthony Edwards. I bet he finishes like top 8 this year, gets the vote, gets some of the voting. They're going to win a ton of regular season games. It actually makes a ton of sense if you could bet like next year's MVP market. I don't know why you would want to do that. They'd hold your money for 2 years. But like, if you could bet it, man, he'd be like, that's what I mean. Like in 4 years, he might be winning titles. Like it's totally possible, but it ain't now. And Gobert's not the best player on a title team. So like, it's a weird, you brought up something though. And this is really interesting. I would be really curious your opinion on this. So we brought up a little bit of some on the air, some off, that now Towns and Gobert are on the same team, which sounds really funny when I just hear it in my head. It looks funny when I think about it in my head of just these two players on the court at the same time. Like everyone's trying to go small and play wings. Like 3-and-D wings, and it's like, here's a 7-footer that shoots threes, and here's like a 7-2 guy who can't shoot, and like, and they're both making $40 million, and we're gonna play them together. So like, obviously Towns is gonna be like your stretch who like hangs out on the perimeter. He was very interested in just shooting threes for parts of the Memphis series, so like probably gonna keep being interested in doing that, and he becomes like a spacer almost instead of like a guy who's gonna play in the post if you're ever gonna play these guys together, which you would assume would happen a lot. The thing that doesn't make sense to me, and I'm like not the X's and O's guy, but I just think about Minnesota last year. Like, what were the traits that defined Minnesota last year, right? went over all the time on their totals. Why did they do that? Because they played at an insane pace. Like, they played faster than any team. Their third quarter, their second units played faster than any team. The Memphis series had totals in the 240s for the first couple games because of how Minnesota plays. Rudy Gobert, it's not that he can't do that. He's 30 and has never done that. How does this fit? Yeah. Like, how does this make sense? Now, like, look, they, like, everyone there is smarter at this than I am. So I'm saying more, I'm fascinated to see the plan. I'm curious to see the plan. Like, how are you going to do this? I'm not saying it's not going to work. I'm just saying that's a really interesting part of this. Like, the merging of Gobert and Minnesota style last year on the surface makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense. Now, they also traded about half the team from last year. So maybe it's a totally different team anyway. Maybe it's just a different team. And maybe they have a coach that just kind of like decides the style based on the players that he has. Maybe they'll play way slower. Maybe in the first couple weeks of the season, if we don't get a hint in the preseason, maybe Minnesota's totals will be really high. You bet the under. Because, like, does Gobert make sense as an up and down push the pace team? Probably not. So just another thing I'm thinking about. I mean, this was the lights out over team of the year last year. Like, just a million points again. You couldn't make the totals high enough. You add in like a transcendent defensive player who's slow. Probably not going to be the over team of the year again this year. That would be kind of just my first thought on style. And what's the market going to look like their first week of the season for their games? Like, what is everybody going to think? It's going to be one thing and it's actually another. Like, that's just a huge left turn for a team from just a pace standpoint, I feel like, is also coming in here.
Well, Gobert's, what, 7'4", and he's just a lumbering big man, so it's going to be a lot harder for him to get up the court as fast as
and he's super athletic.
But they may have
– it's not about him.
Listen, they may have – they may have big lineups, and then they may have faster lineups. I did think of something, and I looked it up, and this may be what Danny Ainge and the Jazz consider when they say they're retooling around Donovan Mitchell. The 2023 All-Star game is in Utah. It's in Salt Lake City.
For now.
They may
think Utah has some public policies that maybe the NBA, who's been very mindful of that, like not having a game in Charlotte, whatever. There's a lot of rumbling that maybe that game gets yanked, by the way. That's another thing.
So as of three days ago, Adam Silver has said they won't relocate the game. So that's 3 days ago. They may want to have. Yeah, I know. And it may change. And it may. Yeah. And you're pulling a Windhorst a little bit here, and that's okay.
I
want to do this. Why would Adam Silver do that?
Why would he say that? Like, it just, I don't know. I know he made that statement. It seems like
something that's Donovan Mitchell in that game.
That's the right way I can put it.
Might be important to the organization to have Donovan Mitchell in that game and then trading afterwards. But look, teams are going to go after without question. I guarantee you the Heat have already called. The Knicks have already called. And they're like, what is this going to take? And then Danny Ainge is going to try to hang up on them, but try to drive up the price, get more draft. We know Danny Ainge loves his draft picks without question. So it is a, once again, just like yesterday, throw out the rundown, fluid moving parts type of show once again. But who is now the favorite to win the NBA title? It's a different team that made some big moves that weren't as flashy. We'll get into that next. It's You Better You Bet on BetQL.
From all of us at the BetQL Network, a happy and safe 4th of July weekend. A big thanks to all of you for keeping us America's number one wagertainment destination.